Hallelujah. Tell somebody around you, be in expectation this night. Be in expectation. Because your expectation will burst forth after today. Tell everybody around you, be in expectation. Tell them I mean it. Say it prophetically with authority and assurance. Say it. Hallelujah. Somebody who has been pregnant with expectations. You've been filled with expectations. This night, your expectations shall manifest. Hallelujah. Yes, this night is your night. Nothing could stop you from coming here this night. Nothing will stop your testimonies in the name of Jesus. Nothing will stop your expectations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When we come this night, we dedicate it to prayers. But it's also an opportunity to go further in revelation in the word. For our faith rests on nothing but the word of God. Hallelujah. And we are getting excited that all over the world, people are getting interested in the Bright Television. Getting interested in the Bright Assembly Church. Hallelujah. And some of them are just coming across us. Praise the Lord. And a choosing member in Jos, maybe he's hearing us now. He had to confess to Pastor Weston, who called me and told me that there are only two men of God he listens to. He listens to his pastor, Mwaka, and Pastor Moses, Alu. You see? And me and Mwaka, we are in the same location. You see? Praise the Lord. You see? So me and Mwaka, we are the chosen. Praise God. Amen. So God destined that all of us we shall be in the same location. Me and Mwaka will remain in each other forever. I will not live for him, he will not live for me. We shall be here like twins, inseparable twins. Praise the Lord. So if you are also, many are called, few are chosen. Many are called, few are choosing. Can I see the choosing? Clap your hands now. Hallelujah. And because there are so many people are hearing us for the first time, they generate a lot of questions. So we will not be tired of putting them through. Because the truth is, we are saying so many things that look strange to the ears of believers. Because they've not been used to going that deep in the things that pertain to salvation. They're hearing some things that they did not teach them in their schools of theology. They're hearing it for the first time. And some of them will be confused. So we give opportunity for them to ask questions. And especially knowing that Friday vigil like this, many of the people that come here are not our members. And so we give them opportunity to also hear some things that we also hear. I have spoken to the head of the press department that this series that I am taking on the book of Revelation, honestly, personally, there are things that I am knowing now as I am also studying it for the purpose of coming to teach, that God is granting me deeper, deeper understanding. Hallelujah. So I begged them that they should begin to put them in a way that they will put it in book form. In a book form. By the time I finish, we too can have the book of Revelation broken down. Praise the Lord. A book that you will read and you will thank God that you came across a ministry like this. Praise the Lord. And so I saw in a mail, I replied to you that I will be answering you if you watch us. I hope you are watching us. This person, your name is Emmanuel Dua. I'm sure this name is not a Nigerian name. We don't know where you are. Where you are? Dua. Emmanuel Dua. D-U-A-H. And he asked three questions. And I will answer all the three questions. And I'm not sure there will be a chance to answer any other question after this one. So if you are holding any question, you are hold your fire, because I want us to pray this night. Praise God. Unless we still have any more time when I finish. But let me read his question. He wrote it to our email address, info@brightassemblychurch.org.ng. Please, Pastor, according to one of your YouTube video, one woman asked a question concerning Elijah. But how you explain, I think you are wrong. Because Bible made it clear to us that we have only one Elijah, not two. You explained the one of the Elijah was William Branham. But William Branham's name was not mentioned in the Bible. Or Bible did not make statement again that Elijah will come as William Branham. Then his second question is, in your site, you wrote, that is our website, you wrote, this is the symbol of our faith. But in Christianity, we don't have symbols. Why do you have symbols that your denomination has put your faith in? And the third question, you say, and also our Lord Jesus Christ commanded us to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. But you explain in a different way. These are the three questions. Praise God. You know, he's just coming across us. And there are many more that are just coming across us. And that is why I'll be brief. I don't have to be too detailed, but I will answer enough for him to know that I am not wrong according to his sentence. He said, I am wrong. First and foremost, Brother Emmanuel Dua, there's a scripture I have for you, Matthew 22, verse 29. Now, before we read it, what gave rise to that scripture was that the Sadducees also, they came to Jesus Christ, who claimed that he knows scripture, and they were telling him concerning marriage, oh yeah, you think you know, oh yeah, answer this for us. One man died and left his wife without any child. And according to the law, his brother is to take over that woman and raise a child unto that late husband. He said he took over, and then he too, he died. Another brother took over, and he too, he died. Up to seven different husbands for that one woman. Later on, that woman too died. So he said, you who claim you believe in resurrection, because Sadducees did not believe in resurrection. Okay, now, in heaven now, when they meet, who will claim the husband of this woman? And this was the reply, chapter 22, verse 29. This is what he said. Jesus answered and said unto them, you do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Brother Emmanuel, concerning the questions you have asked, you do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Your question makes me remember what Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 2 and chapter 10. Let's read it. To the Jews, verse 1 and verse 2. Romans chapter 10. This was the way he put it, Romans chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel, and I'm saying it, for all denominational people, is that they might be saved, because you can never be saved in the denomination. I have proven in my study of the book of Revelation that the denominational system is a product of the Antichrist system. They are a product of the Nicolaitan spirit and the doctrine or the deeds of the doctrine of Balaam. It is so in the Bible. Okay, verse 1 again. Romans chapter 10. What did he say? Brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Verse 2 is my emphasis. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. You have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Go and see them on the mountain praying. Go and see Zele. We are white clothes to look like angels. Go and see them. Go and see the way they walk sanctimoniously in Catholic churches. Go and see Reverend Father, Reverend Sister decided she won't even marry. He won't marry. A zeal. So that he can serve God. Come and see them doing money cry. I told you money cry is public disturbance. Money cry is public disturbance. Anybody doing money cry, you are just disturbing the peace of people in that environment. Praise the Lord. You can never save anybody from your money cry. Nothing like that. Nobody, no prostitute. In fact, they abuse yourself as you talk for outside. Because now that hour, now you sleep, they sweet. At that time, now you go come wake people. Praise God. If you want to do money cry, go to Meduguri now. Why the Lagos should they do every time? And you know that's what I want to talk now. Praise the Lord. Now, take note, Brother Emmanuel Dua, and everyone that has such questions, who listen to us. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. I'm giving these scriptures for the sake of Emmanuel Dua, because he doesn't seem to know his scriptures. He said, Apostle Paul was telling Timothy, study. Don't read the Bible. Oh. If you read the Bible, the letter kill it. You study. Okay, let's read it. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. This is why I am going. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Why I say so? It's because here you are saying that, they say how, you, he said, the Bible made it clear to us that we have only one Elijah, not two. And then you are saying that, you explain that the one of the Elijah was William Branham. And yet, you are speaking ignorantly, but William Branham's name was not mentioned in the Bible. I say ignorantly, because you are not able to rightly divide the word of truth. And do you know, hallelujah, praise the Lord, that in the Old Testament, that the name of Jesus was not mentioned, but the prophecy concerning Jesus was mentioned in the Bible, in the Old Testament. And so in John chapter 5, verse 39 and verse 40, let's read it. Hallelujah. It says, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me that you might have life. That is what Jesus was saying. Search the scripture. Because this Jesus, he came, I was fulfilling scripture. And people didn't even know it. And they killed him because of what he claimed he is. And he was fulfilling scripture. There's another very interesting scripture in Isaiah chapter 40. Let's read the first three verses there. Isaiah chapter 40. This is the prophecy. It's a prophecy. Comfort ye, my people, said your God. We have to read fast. Verse 2. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. And verse 3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. I repeat verse 3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Verse 4. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and on and on. And let's go to John chapter 1 now. Praise the Lord. From verse 19. John chapter 1. And this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. Then said they unto him, who art thou that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? What is his answer? He said, he quoted Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 3. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Esaias. If Emmanuel Duan was there that day, he will say, John, shut up. They didn't write your name, John, in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. You err, Emma, not knowing your scriptures. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, I am the voice of one. That prophecy you see in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. Exalting all valleys and pulling down every mountain. Hallelujah. That is my, I am fulfilling it. Hallelujah. And they did not believe that testimony until Jesus himself came. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew. Amen. Matthew chapter 11, verse 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath no risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. 13. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And see where he's going now. And if you will receive it. Hey, this is Elijah, which was for to come. He that had ears to hear. Let him hear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. study and show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Search the scripture. In them you believe you have life. But they are they that testify of me, say the Lord. Search for me there. You will see me in the scripture. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Unknown to Brother Emmanuel and many more people, Elijah ministry, it is not Elijah in person. It is Elijah anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On and on, even John, Matthew chapter 17, praise the Lord. Can we read it also? The Mount Transfiguration. Matthew 17, and maybe let's begin from verse 8, 9, 10. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw, okay, let's read it even from verse 1 so that you catch it clearly. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringing them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them, who are who? Who are who? Moses and Elijah, talking with him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou will, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face, and we are so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and do what? Restore all things. Verse 12. But I say unto you that Elijah has come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of who? So who is Elijah there? John the Baptist is the Elijah that is to come. Where did the Bible say Elijah will come? Elijah is to come in Malachi chapter 4. That is the only place Elijah is promised. Let's read it. Chapter 4, verse 5 and verse 6. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. All the Jews knew this prophecy, that before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, that there will be an Elijah. And I believe that that is the scripture that Emmanuel Dwar is referring to. That there is only one place they mention Elijah coming. But though he didn't put it that way, but I should know that that is what he meant. And that is the only scripture that promised the coming of Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He, God, will send Elijah the prophet. And what is the ministry of Elijah? Elijah appears in the Bible 5 times, that ministry. It started with Elijah the Tishbite. Oh, praise the Lord. A double portion of the anointing of Elijah came on Elisha. Hallelujah. That is number 2. Then we see John the Baptist confirmed in the mouth of Jesus himself. The same anointing coming upon him. Now, these 3, what was their characteristic? The characteristic of the Elijah ministry is for restoration. That ministry is raised up when the people of God go apostate. When they leave God and begin to worship man-made idols. When they turn upside down, they abandon the faith of their fathers. The law was given to them, especially from the days of Ahab, who married Jezebel and brought idolatry to Israel. And from that time, idol worship was instituted in Israel. And God raised an Elijah that was so angry and even closed the heavens that rain will not fall. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then it came on Elisha. The same thing. And they are always alone. You don't have any other person with them. In the land, there will be other prophets, but they will all be saying the same thing. None of them is able to challenge the order of the day, the error of the people, but God will raise somebody with that anointing. Praise the Lord. And the same anointing came on Elisha. And when in 400 years, no prophet in the land, everybody went away, they will go. That was the period. Praise God. Hallelujah. That God from nowhere raised up another ministry. He was so humble to say he is not the prophet. He said even he is not Elijah. He says so. He says it's not Elijah. But that he came to do what? Anything that exalts itself, he was going to pull it down. Did he not do it? When he was preaching one time, and Herod collected his brother Philip's wife, and they were coming to the temple for worship, and John the Baptist, of all the Gamaliels and all the scribes and the Pharisees, nobody could challenge Herod that high thing. He brought him down by telling him, it is not lawful for you to take your brother's wife. That is the anointing that was in him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When he was baptized, look at the language he was using. You generation of vipers. Who told you to run away from the judgment that is coming? Bring forth fruit. Don't say that you are Abraham's seed. He said God is able to raise stones to worship him. I was dipping them inside water. Oh, praise the Lord. No preacher was that bold. It took the Elijah anointing on John the Baptist. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But remember, hallelujah, that rightly dividing the word of truth. I preached a message, I titled like that, and I brought how one verse of a prophecy, of a scripture in the Bible, some of them, in the divine agenda, how that just one comma or and between two statements, that and two statements in one verse, that one could be fulfilled 1,000 years apart. That is rightly dividing the word of truth. Let me give you an example. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 and verse 2. Let me just use this as an example. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and, you see, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Watch verse 2. There are two things he is supposed to do. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. So there is the acceptable year. Then he will proclaim again the day of vengeance of our God. There is the acceptable year and there is the day of vengeance. There are two different periods. The acceptable year of the Lord is the year that sinners now can repent and they can be forgiven. Hallelujah. The day of vengeance is also known as the day of the Lord. When God will come to judge this earth, after that, Christ will come and rule for 1,000 years. Hallelujah. And the prophets, he said, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of our God. Then, I think it's, was it Prophet Isaiah or Hosea that said, woe to him that desire the day of the Lord. It's not a day any human being should desire to be part of it. And I preached a message I also titled the day of the Lord. And I broke it down how it will look like according to the scriptures. Two different periods. And the period for the acceptable year of the Lord, between the year acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance, is about 2,000 years. After the acceptable year of the Lord, the acceptable year of the Lord is that period of salvation that we are still enjoying now. Hallelujah. And the day of vengeance is 2,000 years apart. Now see how it was put. Let's go to Luke chapter 4. Now in Luke chapter 4, praise God, from verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written. Where did he open? He opened Isaiah chapter 61, where we read now, from verse 1. Isaiah 61 verse 1 is Luke chapter 4 verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Verse 19 is verse 2 of Isaiah 61. When he came to that place, he said, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. But what did verse 2 of Isaiah 61 say? Let's go there. Isaiah 61, verse 2. He said, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. But come back to verse 19 of Luke chapter 4. Rightly dividing the word of truth. He said, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He did not complete and the day of vengeance. He read only that part. The acceptable year of the Lord. Verse 20. And he closed the book. He didn't complete it. And gave it again to the minister. And sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fasting on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Which one? The one that he read. Because the day of vengeance is not yet fulfilled. Emmanuel Dwar, I'm answering your question. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Praise the Lord. So when you go to Malachi chapter 4, he says, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Two things. The great and dreadful day of the Lord. There are two days. The days there is period. The great day is the day of salvation. And the dreadful day is the day of God's vengeance. And before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ that ushered in the great day of salvation, he sent Elijah, John the Baptist. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm tearing that prophecy that is confusing Emmanuel Dwar down. And before the coming of the dreadful day of the Lord, there is Elijah coming again. And as he came on the great day of the Lord, and they did whatsoever they liked with him, so also, when you'll be coming before the day of vengeance, the same way they rejected John, is the same way they will reject him. They will reject Elijah. Elijah has never been accepted by the religious denominations. Praise God. It is the ministry that determines who is that person. If you say amen, if I come to you and I say, I am Pastor Moses Alu, the first thing that goes to your mind is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers for the work of the ministry. Now, if I come and say, Emmanuel, are you hearing me? If I come and say, I am Pastor Moses, the pastor according to Ephesians 4:11, then you ask me, they say, Pastor, did they write Moses there? Hallelujah. But you must know how to identify a pastor before you will know whether he is false or he is true. Am I not the pastor of Brother Assembly Church? Am I not having sheep I am pastoring over? Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.